tonight here in Taksim Square, there is a sense of victory and jubilation among protesters. There are several dozen...
Police started firing pressurized water and tear gas.
All the protesters I've seen have been completely peaceful and have been standing there, just sitting, where they've been gassed and water cannoned.
The people are will be probably on the street just because they are very angry by the very disproportionate use of force by the police against...
My name is Destina and I'm 8 years old.
Can you read out some of the signs for me, what you've got here?
Istanbul, you're not alone. And stop selling Turkey's future. No gas, no violence. Ipswich supports you.
Hello, my name is Sultan Özel. I'm from Turkey. I live in Ipswich like 9 years.
So, I mean, you're here with other people from the Turkish community in the middle of Ipswich. Why did you feel it was important to come out today?
The government is the try to kind of dictator, you know. They just try to push the people what they want, which is not nice, I think. There is no freedom at all in Turkey at the moment. And we are here especially for the violence because the police use the tear gas in Istanbul and in the everywhere in the Turkey now. People are walking, and I'm really worried for my. I have got a child, and I'm really worried for my child's future, because I really want when, you know, when she grow up and when she want to go to Turkey and live in there. I want to give her the nice country, and I'm really worried about Turkey's future at the moment, and I think we have to do something.
Hi, my name is Canan. I am originally from Istanbul. I live in Ipswich at the moment. Prime Minister wants it and he does it. Just, you know, he doesn't listen. This is, they are building dams in our over our rivers, and the rivers are drying. You know, lots of things happening, and the government going to the court, and the decision is, no, you can't do that. You can't put them, but they wait for, you know, 2 weeks and then they start again. This kind of thing's happening. So we have lots of newspaper writers are already in prison. We're thinking this will push them to get them out of the prison. So it's not, I am not surprised what happened. We're expecting this because their approach is quite fascist, we say.
Hello, I'm Hayley Berkel. I live in Ipswich now, but I have been living in Istanbul for 10 years, up until a year ago.
Are you surprised at how things have escalated?
How things have escalated, yes, definitely. From what I saw at the beginning with a few 50-odd people in Gezi Park, and how that's escalated to the enormity of it today. It's unbelievable what I'm seeing. I'm getting up-to-date minute-by-minute updates from all my friends who are there in Istanbul, on the streets in Istanbul, helping injured people. My husband is in Istanbul. He was helping injured people through the gas. They had a doctor in his workplace yesterday through last night in Beşiktaş. And they're the places, you know, I lived and worked in, and that's what I've called home for 10 years. And to see it now and sort of, yeah, you can't be there, you can't do anything. But it is social media, definitely, that spread the word here. That's what we need to do, is to spread the word.